Sometimes people say, how is life? I say, I don't know. This is my first time. How should it be? How should it be? We have our imagination and we have thoughts of how life should be. But the question we should ask is, how am I? One comedian was asked, what is the worst advice you ever received? He said, someone told me, don't ever change. You should change every day. You should adapt, like the Marines say, and see what is the situation today. Do I need to be more patient? Do I have to do some more thinking? Do I have to change my schedule, my plans, even my character? It is so very easy to want the world to change. But the more we stay the same, the more things don't change for the better. The Psalm 1, the very first Psalm of 150 said, blessed, makarios in Greek, blessed is the person who walks in the way of the Lord. And the way of the Lord is a path of good conscience. The very first words that we say in the liturgy, in peace, in shalom, let us pray to the Lord. The Hebrew word shalom is not the absence of conflict. It is not that your life is in gray. It is not that no one is attacking you, but shalom means that your conscience is right with your God. You are satisfied with yourself that you are doing the right thing. So when we say peace, it doesn't mean things don't go bad. When Joseph in the Hebrew scriptures was betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery, what did he do? Was he mad? Was he angry? No. Was he hurt? Yes. But this is what he said when he finally met his brothers who wished him dead and sold him into slavery. Joseph said, the evil you planned to do me has by God's design been turned to good, that he might bring about, as indeed he has, the deliverance of a numerous people. How blessed we will be when we will look and say, the evil that was done to me has turned out to be a blessing for many people. Never die while you are still alive. The fight in life is not against people. It is against the darkness that wants to wipe away your smile and steal your joy. Blessed is the person who walks in the way of the Lord. The joy of Christ's salvation is to give us back our life and not to be afraid of death, but only fear not to have lived well. We are called to joy. The final thought is this. Steve Jobs, as a young boy, was adopted. And kids say to their parents, you want me? But he thought his parents didn't want him. And his adopted parents said, no. The important thing is not that you were not wanted, but that you were chosen. We chose you. We wanted you. Not because you were given, but because we wanted you to be with us, and us to be with you. God has chosen each one of you to do wonderful, magical things. And every time you are hurt, the first temptation is only to look at the pain. But I say, look at Christ, pray to him, and be ready to change and to become a new person, so that you can say, the evil that was done to me by God's design has been turned into something good, that I might bring joy not only to myself, but to others. Слава Ісусу Христу!